she is my wife, then false ego. She is also, well, you are also so. You are eternal servant of Krishna, your soul, and her also. It may be that both are female, but now you have a false ego. So it is not true. Vishwamitra came out of pity and he told, have you told this story? Very good. So these are false ego, not pure bhakti. So we should try to realize. So we should not try to make these false egos. Anna vilasdhan, jnana karma. We are giving stress. We have no bhakti, but we are showing vairagya. What is this? Silly thing. If bhakti is coming, then automatic vairagya will come. Vairagya means renunciation will come. Surely it is bound. Bhakti pareshanubhavo virakti anyatra chaistraike karma. If you are doing really bhakti, sramanam, kirtanam, vishnu smaranam, and especially sadhu sanganam kirtan, bhagavat sraman, mathura vasi mutti satyashna, very soon you will have prem, Krishna prem, surely, if you are. Then, if you are practicing bhakti yoga, at once your soul will be very happy. And secondly, sutushti, pushti, three things will come. If you are taking anything, with
each bite, each mouthful,
satisfaction, and not to take anything, gradually coming, and you are filling.
Nourishment
is coming, three things at a time. So, if you are doing bhakti, chanting name, some realization of Krishna will come. And detachment from world, it will come. It must come. And satisfaction is there. If I have not three things at a time, then something is wrong in you or in practicing your bhakti or in your guru. So you should try to realize all this. If bhakti is there, renounce is there. Disattachment to world is there. If you are chanting and you are engaging yourself more attached to this world, more worldly desires, then I think there is something wrong. You should be careful. You should ask your Gurudev any suggestion that why it is so. There will be no fear at all when you are doing bhakti. Like Prahlad Maharaj, Haridas Thakur and others, Ambarish Maharaj, there will be no fear. Because Krishna is always there and he will protect me and save me. So, these are Sangha Siddha, but to speak truth, to be Vairagyavan, but only wooden sandals, nothing here, naked body, sometimes only door coping. I have seen so many were there. And they, after some time, they fall down. Why? Because really they were not chanting. Only sometimes one round, two round, three round, or 60 round, not more than that, and with mind here and there. So this chanting will not give you all this. So these are Sangha Siddha. And what is Arop Siddha? Arop Siddha means
superimposing.
I have told that before. Making schools, distribution of books, making gardens, making so many atithi room,
guest houses,
all these things, marriage parties going there, and that making money anyhow, and that it is like a business. So we should try to follow Rupa Sanatan, Raghunath and our acharyas. Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur, Srila Prabhupada and all others. So we should try to be careful from this. Kono bhagye kono jive shraddha jodi hoy tabe sei jiv sadhu sanga kara. Have you explained all these things? No. Now he is coming that how this prem can be. This is the goal of our life. Krishna prem. This is, everywhere it has been told. That prem is our goal. How it can come? Beginning from Shraddha. How Shraddha comes? By association of any high class of this. What is the slope? Sadhu Sangha.
Sadhu Sangha, Sadhu Sangha. No, Satam Prasangam Mamadhiri. Bhakti Stu Bhagavat Sangha. Bhakta Sangina Parijayate. Satsanga Labite Pumbir Sukrita Purva Sanchita.
By association of high class of Vaishnava. Sadhu. Then Shraddha comes first. What is Shraddha? What is Shraddha? You should try to know. Shraddha is somewhat external
symptom
of that. And what is really the seed of bhakti? Yes, Krishna. Desire to serve Krishna. Really, this is seed of bhakti, pure bhakti. If a high class of sadhu will come, they will tell that you should serve Krishna and you will be happy forever. Otherwise, you cannot be happy. And by this, your fruitive karms and the fruits of your karms will go away very easily. Desire to mix with Krishna, this also may go. All your ignorance will go. Worldly attachment will go. And Krishna bhakti will come by you. So you should try to follow Shravanam, Kirtanam, Bhishma, Smaranam. So, hearing the glorification of bhakti, they have a desire to serve Krishna. These are of two kinds. What? Two kinds. If you have heard that if you are not chanting, remembering and doing bhakti, not serving to Krishna, then you will have to go to hell for your fruitive karmas. So you must adopt bhakti. Then this is one kind of, that this desire has engaged you in bhakti. And one thing, that any high class of devotee is speaking the sweet pastimes of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Nityananda Prabhu, and especially Radha and Krishna conjugal, or glorifying Raghunath Das Goswami, Rupa Goswami, and Vishakha, Lalita, Rukmanjari, and all others, Jasoda Maiya. In such a sweet way, that they may have a desire to serve Krishna in that way. Like Yashoda mother, she was serving Krishna and she controlled by Nit Krishna, and Krishna was controlled by her. hearing this. He had a desire to serve Krishna in such a way, motherlyhood way. This is one type of. So next is more better than first. Anyhow, if a desire has come to serve Krishna by the mercy of high class of devotees, then you are fortunate. So here, kono bhagye, kono jive, shraddha jadi hoy, tabe sei jiv sadhusha. The association of high class of Vaishnava is not available very easy. It is very rare. You are one of the rare devotees. In past life you have done something, and is like in this life also. You are giving some energy in any way, and that energy may be you are devoting time, money, energy in any way. Like there was a bird. He was sitting on the branch of a tree. A hunter came and shot it, and the bird fell flat on the ground. Blood was coming, and he became out of sense. But fortunately, there was a temple of Radha and Krishna. Some sounds were coming from Kirtan, from there. And this bird, out of sense, and he was about to die, out of sense. She was doing restless, and he, one round, unknowingly. And what became? Next time, in next birth, he became a devotee. How? He received a sadhu sangha, and now his heart was somewhat clear, and he was realizing the fruit of sadhu sangha, that I must serve Krishna in this way. So, kono bhagya, kono jive, this is kono bhagya. Anyhow, any touch, any service to Krishna and Tadiya. What is the meaning of Tadiya? His associates, his bhakta, Tulasi, Ganga, Jamuna, Brajadham, Navadvip Dham. Anyhow you have touch. Oh, these are first, are called Sukriti. You should try to make it more and more. And you have done something, but be careful. If you are done and you have received sadhusan, then you should follow Shastra. And the words of Rupa Goswami, Sanatana Goswami, Raghunath Das Goswami, Mahaprabhu, you should follow. If your Gurudev is instructing something different from Rupa Goswami, we should try to resent. Guru Rupa Goswami. And if he is not following something different, he will explain why he is doing. And if this explanation is not satisfactory, then we should resent him. But if that reason is satisfactory, then we can think, we should make it show that what he is telling, is it according to Shastra and Vaishnava or not. There are three things: Krishna himself, the Shastra, and Vaishnava. Hari, Guru, and
Sadhu, Guru, Shastra, Vaishnava.
Three should be in one line. If Guru is following Shastra and Vaishnava according to Vaishnava etiquette, and Guru is bona fide. But if what Gurudev is telling and is testing, it is against Shastra, and Vaishnava are also not then, oh, that's him. There is something wrong in Guru. We should try to test it by Shastra and Vaishnava. But if Guru is according to Vaishnava, but not Shastra, then we'll have to reconcile it. Because Vaishnava and Guru are most
prominent.
If Shastra and Vaishnava are prominent, then you'll have to think about Guru. And if Guru Vaishnava or Guru Shastra is there, oh, we should be satisfied. If you are not doing all these things, then you will be cheated. Surely you will be cheated. Any cheater will cheat you by the name of bhakti. Now, it is all these things are going on. Then, if anyhow, by fortunate, you have Shraddha, a desire to serve Krishna. And what is this? This potency has, from where it comes, from where it is coming? Oh, from really Srimati Radhika. Because Srimati Radhika is wholesale, akhanda bhakti. So her, it is coming from there. Desire to serve Krishna. It is not worldly thing. So anything should not be mixed in this. Then to increase this, to desire the to serve Krishna, should be increased. How it will be increased? If it is waterized, without nursing it cannot. And what is this? Harikatha from Vaishnava. Sadhu Sangha. Sadhu Sangha. What is the meaning of Sadhu Sangha? What is the meaning of Sadhu Sangha? You? Who is Sadhu? It may be that in disguise of sadhu, a person can be a sadhu. So first you should know who is sadhu, and then sangha. Sadhu means who are realized soul, serving Krishna, chanting Hari name like Haridas Thakur, Rup Sanatana. संख्या पूर्वक नाम गान नति भी कालावसाने कृतो निद्राहार विहार काद विचितो चातंत दीन उचिजो राधा कृष्ण महिर्ण सौ प्रभावतो जीवात दौ जो वंदे रूप समाप्त. What is the meaning, please?
I welcome all the senses to the six Goswami, the Vrindavan, the Goswami,
Sanatan Goswami, or Guru Parampara. They are sadhu who are totally absorbed in serving Krishna, internally and externally, both. They are sadhu. And sangha, samyak rupena anugamanam, to follow their words, to follow their activities, to follow their character, to follow their Krishna bhakti, everything who is doing or who want to follow them. This is called sadhu sangha. If you are here with me, I think someone can be in my sangha. But it may be that all of you are here but not in my sangha. If you have a very strong desire to follow my character, follow my process of chanting name, to follow my heart. What is my idea about bhakti? and how much I have developed my bhakti. So by with me hearing all these things and looking all these things, or if anyone wants to follow this, not to imitate, really he wants to follow, then this is called sadhusa. Otherwise not. So I request you to have a sangha. You should try to follow me. Oh, I cannot follow. I can partly follow and partly I am not following. Oh, this is not sadhusa. If you want to know more, then you should think about Raghunath Das Goswami. First he was the association of his Gurudev and Haridas Thakur. Later on he came to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Mahaprabhu gave him in the association of Sadhu Sangha of Sarup Dhamma. Later on, after his, he came to Rupa and Sanatana, and he was associating gradually. So we should try to be like that, giving up all worldly desires. And if you are not doing, then not so. If anyone has received the sadhu sangha of Śrīla Bhakti Vedanta Swami Maharaj, your Prabhupada, how he can now associate, he can associate impersonal persons? How? It is absurd. It means they have no faith on him, that by only chanting Krishna name, like Haridas Thakur and Swarup Damodar, Raya Ramananda and all, he can have pure bhakti. Then why he will go here and there? Never he can. So we should try to be admitted in the school of Gaura Kishore Das Bhakti Maharaj and the University of Haridas Thakur. Then you can receive Hari. And this is called Sadhu Sangha of two stages. First, that seed will come that I should serve Krishna. And hearing more and more, then second will come. And then if second is coming, then he will say, oh, I should have bhakti. How it can be? Then he has heard from before. Only by accepting high class of bona fide guru, then he will try to search. Where is guru? Where is that guru who can help me? Only worldly love we will not do, affection. Both are plant, they may go. Guru sometimes operates hearts and sometimes rebukes with
stick
and sometimes embracing, giving some sweet things in this way. So a guru should be accepted and then serving Gurudev. First hear him and then try to follow. First he will tell, oh, only by chanting, oh, you should chant Harinam, I am giving you Harinam. And this is bhakti. And you will have Harinam. And sometimes, rebuking with hunter, with a danta, rebuking. So this is also mercy. If anything is wrong, he will operate our heart and he will take all the bad things out of heart. And that is why 10 things has been told in the beginning of 64
limbs of
Bhakti. And what are 10? You remember?
Guru Padashaya Diksha Guru Rasevan Sadama Pratisiksha Sadhuvada Nugaman. First five in relation to Guru.
This would be done. And the things which are not to be done, also it has been told. So with both we should try to action. If you are doing chanting Hari name and you are going to impersonalist or sahajiya, what will be? Oh, they are like
holes.
Bhakti will go away. So two kinds of sadhu sangha. Sadhu sangha haite samana kirtan. From sadhu sangha. Sadhu sangha, sadhus, really, there are not so many meetings to solve the problems only. If you are together for 15 days, daily meeting, three times meeting, in morning, no harikatha. How to manage, how to control, how to make money and how to make all these things in order. Only meeting, or only to solve. Or this is not sadhu sangha. Sadhu sangha, like Rupa and Sanatan, sitting from beginning of morning until 3, no stoppage. Like Parikshit Maharaj and Sukhdev Goswami, no stop. In 7 days, day and night Harikatha was going. No sleepness, no taking water, nothing. Not urine and not bath and nothing. Continuously. This is sadhu sangha. If you are not doing something, is wrong there. Oh, what did that make? So, we should try to hear first and to follow. Oh, in India there was a king and his name was Vikramaditya, very powerful. And he has 9 jewels. Bahrami, who discovered first the theory of
Law of gravitation.
Kalidas, Brahmir, who made a Sanskrit dictionary first.
Kalidas, Gurarishi, Balam.
And so many.
Chapana, Katakarpa,
Vital Hansa. So one day, a mad person came, who was Unmatta. Unmat means drunkard. And he came with a skull.
Skull.
The head of any dead person. No eyes, nothing, it was dry. And he was very ferocious-like. Naked, totally naked. And he had drunk so much. And he came in the council of that king and told that, I have heard that there are so many intelligent persons. Is there any intelligent person who can tell this person whose head I have kept? Now he was dead, but a skull was there. Can you tell that it was intelligent or
foolish?
Can you tell? Oh, all became. They could not tell.
Oh,
how many years this person is dead, only dry skull is there, how we can tell? So anyone could not tell. Then he became ferocious and told that you are all bogus. And he returned back. But king folded his hand and prayed that, oh, you should wait a little. My head counselor, oh, just coming? He is not here. If he is coming, then he may answer you. So you should wait. And he waited for a minute and he saw that, oh, Kalidas was coming. Very intelligent. Again that question arose and he told that you should, can you answer? Was going inside of that, the stick will not come. So it thinks that it will come in heart or mind. So it must, he must be intelligent. But he was very foolish person because it came. So if he were hearing all these things, but not following, then we are all foolish like that person. So don't be foolish like that. Try to follow. It depends on the degree of your following. Bhakti depends. So you should try. If you are chanting and remembering and hearing Hari Katha from a high class of devotees, how a desire will come that I should be very, very expert in harmonium. I should be expert in singing. I should be expert in, oh, what?
In the false harmonium.
Wait. So many things. Especially, Jyotish.
Astrology.
Now what's that? Why? Why a tendency is coming to join university? Why it is coming? We are seeing Gaurakrishna never went to them. And very high class of learned persons like Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami was praying to that you should initiate me, and he was rejected. And he was blind, even blind. He rejected that you are very intelligent, you are very learned person, your father is Bhakti Vinod Thakur. How I can give you? I cannot. I cannot sign my name even. I'm blind. You should go to others. And you know, Loknath Das Goswami and Narottam Thakur. He rejected and rejected and rejected. But he was also not a person to be rejected. And anyhow, he took initiation. And they preached over the whole world. Loknath Goswami or Gaurakishore Das Goswami Maharaj never went to anywhere to preach, but their disciples preached a whole world. So if Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati and Narottam Thakur can preach whole world, can you have a idea that the guru of these both more powerful than them, had they not preached over whole world? Because they were so much engaged in the service of conjugal Radha and Krishna and Mahaprabhu. So that, oh, you should go and preach. They could have preached more than them. So we should try to know. Then, first you should listen and practice what Gurudev is telling. I know that so many devotees are going today from here because they have so many precious and valuable things to do. So much valuable things. Or here nothing. Money cannot come here. We cannot make money here. So much loss here. So what is this? Sadhu Sangha. They are going to do Sadhu Sangha or here Sadhu Sangha. What is there? They are thinking, to return back and to manage is more important than to be here. I have come from India, spending so much money, giving up my bhajan. I wanted to chant and remember and doing bhajan 24 hours. But Swamiji rejected my idea. And my Gurudev rejected my idea. Oh, you should try to follow me. And that is, I rejected that idea. To do bhajan in a corner. And I have come. I have no anything business. No business at all. But I want to give something that Swamiji wanted to be. That Rupa Goswami wanted to be. That other work. But they are not giving importance of this. They cannot. Because there are so many desires. What will be if tomorrow they are dead, not reaching their home, and in the way they are dead, death comes? Then what will be importance? And that is why Raghunath Das Goswami rejected everything and went to forever to Sarvasa. So you should see the importance of all these things. This is called Sadhu Sangha. If a Sadhu Sangha is not like this, he cannot give a clear vision of all these things. Really, he is not Guru. I want to give you, I am not Guru, I know. But I want to give a clear vision of Bhakti. The importance of Sadhu Sangha. So first we should hear, then practice gradually. And by that thing, Guru will give you some strong relation with Krishna, and you can realize that if you are falling totally. So you should try to follow all this. Today, by an example you can understand this. Naturally, chumbak akarshan karta hai. But if rust is there on the iron, or it is covered with mud or anything, then it cannot attract iron. It is natural by constitutional position that
क्या उसको कहते हैं, मैग्नेट विल अट्रैक्ट श्योरली, बट इट शुड बी प्योर, एंड इफ इट इज नॉट प्योर नेचुरल अट्रैक्शन विल नॉट कम. सो रस्ट हैज कम ऑन आवर अवर कॉन्स्टिट्यूशनल बॉडी. इट इज नेचुरल इफ यू आर प्योर, soul is pure, then it is natural that spontaneous love certainly will come. It is in his natural position, natural constitution. But now some worldly desire have come, and that is why it is covered with two things. One, this material body, gross body, and other is settled body. If they will go away, or natural, spontaneous love is there. That is why a process should be adopted, that our acharyas who have a spontaneous love for Krishna, like Rupa Goswami, like Raghunath Das Goswami, like himself Krishna in the shape of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, always a spontaneous love. Have you heard when he was in Puri, in Gambhira, always, Ha Krishna, Ha Krishna, where he is? And sometimes, Krishna is here and he is embracing, he is peeping. And if he is serving Krishna in the shape of Radhika or Gopi, spontaneous love you can see. Always peeping, always peeping. Rupa Goswami Shyam, you can see Raghunath Das Goswami, how pathetic his life is there, spontaneous love. Sometimes meeting, sometimes separation, both. And this is the symptom of life. So, you will realize the क्या कहते हैं? उनमें ये चीज है inside you. This potency is there, but this potency is now covered. We will have to take off the cover. First, you should tell any doubt. Are you satisfied?
Yes, sir. I would like to ask.
You can argue anything. You can argue. No harm.
But this question.
Don't laugh.
This question may be
in there are two kinds of arguments. In Gita it has been told. If you want to really know real thing, tadviddhi pranipadina pariprasnena seva, not to examine, but in a very humble way, I want to know this, and you are qualified. Material body has been made by the desire you have, and then gross and this comes. It is due to our thought, desires, unwanted things. We wanted this to test this world. And that is why Krishna Maya gave it in the shape of cross and shed. By serving of sadhus, by satsang, by the association, gradually your knowledge will be developed and your unwanted things, desires will go away and thank you. Surely you will do it. But you will have to come in that process. I can describe, but there is a question. There is a mango. It is sweet. Honey is also sweet. Can you tell that how mango is sweet and how that honey is sweet? What is the difference? Can you tell? Very difficult. Very difficult. There are some things I can tell. Rupa Goswami can tell, Vedas has told, Mahabharata has told, Srimad Bhagavata has told, Chaitanya Charitamrita has told. But see what is the difference? Oh, this is honey and this is mango. You should take. And if that is sincere, for whole life they can maintain this. But in this world, it is absurd. In that world, it is. So Chaitanya Unnat Ujjwal Upapati Bhav. Like world,